Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Adoption.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. God destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. I've always been fascinated by the concept of adoption. I've even wondered sometimes if I'm adopted, because sometimes it feels like my brothers come from totally different planets. Well, I think we all have that experience once in a while. The word adoption itself has multiple meanings, but probably the most well-known is the idea of a couple legally taking another's child and bringing it up as their own. But I like this broader definition from American Adoption. Quote, to take by choice into a relationship, close quotes. Doesn't that seem like what God is doing? God is taking us by choice into a relationship. The key word here is choice. God chooses us. Now, isn't that an amazing concept given how we often act pretty unchoosable? We know that there's nothing we can do to be chosen by God. It's God's choice alone. And God chooses each and every one of us. Paul says we are chosen through Jesus Christ. Well, does that mean that God only chooses Christians for himself? It doesn't make much sense to me. If God created us all and seems to give us different pathways to union with God, we are all chosen for adoption by God, regardless of our faith. What might this adoption consist of? Well, remember the definition, to take by choice into a relationship. Okay, so what does this relationship look like? Well, I suggest we adoptees are called to adopt or take on qualities that imitate God as we know of God through Jesus Christ. We are called to adopt qualities of forgiveness, compassion, acceptance, generosity, and there's others. So what do we do with these qualities that we adopt? Who do we adopt these qualities for? Well, we might reach out to the unaccepted, like the vulnerable in the LGBTQ community, especially our transgender friends and siblings. We might welcome the unwelcomed, like those immigrants and trafficked individuals seeking freedom from poverty and violence. We might embrace the despairing, like our military veterans and even active duty service members who are considering suicide by gun. And, of course, we might forgive those who have hurt us with painful words and falsehoods. God doesn't deny us compassion, forgiveness, or acceptance. God is always generous. Just go outside and take a look at nature. God does not judge us. We are called then to adopt these very same qualities, to be grateful for God's choosing of us, and then to choose to love others.